Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and we're talking NFL draft all the time here and quickly approaching April 28th through the 30th in Chicago, the second straight year. It's a great time to be involved with this. It's a great time for you, the people out there listening, to kind of go back, listen to all the shows that we've featured with the litany of NFL prospects that are making their way to that coveted day at the end of the month. And like I said, a lot of guys, great guys, and we have another great one for you coming up right now. It's the Arizona standout, Sir Thomas Jackson. We're going to kind of go one-on-one with him and find out what he brings to the table, and this is what we love doing. If you missed our last show with Justin Malone, it just shows you having 15 minutes with these guys really sheds some light on what these guys bring to the table. You really get to know them just by not just seeing highlight tapes, highlight videos, or being at the game. But with that said, Sir Thomas Jackson, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Thomas, how you doing, my man? We appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you for having me on this Sunday.
Oh, no problem at all. Are you watching the Masters, or are you just kind of doing some other things today?
I'm just hanging out with the family, chilling with the fam. I heard about Jordan Spieth kind of choking down the end, I guess. I'm looking on Twitter updates and things like that.
Yeah, he went in the drink. Yeah, he kind of collapsed towards the end. But, hey, that's part of it. For you, I mean, let's kind of delve into what you bring to the table. I mean, a young age, you playing Pop Warner Pee Wee football?
Oh, yeah, I started playing at six. Started really
six
young,
years old.
Really young.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, were you a little bit more gifted even back then? Were you that kid that kind of stood out?
Oh, no. I was playing with the older kids, like 2 or 3 years older than me, because I had to make weight, and I was kind of heavy then.
Oh, okay.
I had to play with the older kids. And I was not playing at first. Then 2 years later, I started to play a lot. I started standing out.
Nice.
Like
and then, obviously, you kind of – and then you start to emerge. High school – how do you kind of find yourself on the defensive side of the football? And maybe you play – I know you probably played other positions as well, but, I mean, what did Arizona see in you that they wanted you, and what other schools craved your, ability to be a student athlete at their, college as well?
Okay, so I went to O'Day High School, and at first I was playing D-tackle as a freshman. Then I moved to DN, like my sophomore through senior year. I did real good at that, but I always knew I could play linebacker because I was always had that motor. I was pretty fast at that level, and I was always around the ball. So I'm trying to make the switch to linebacker when I got to college, but I didn't have many offers coming out. I was a preferred walk-on at Arizona at first, and I got my scholarship after my freshman redshirt year.
Nice, nice. Love the walk-on.
So, yeah.
We just had a kid on from West Virginia that was a walk-on, and like I said, it seems like you guys have that a little bit more grind in you or something. I don't know. Maybe a chip on your shoulder. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like you guys get a little farther than most of the other guys that are just scholarship guys right off the cuff. So, I mean, when does it kind of sink in? I mean, you get there. I mean, Pac-12, time program, big-time conference. I mean, I'm sure at the end of the day you want to see the NFL at the end of this journey, but when does it kind of really sink in that this can happen, come to fruition for you?
It sunk in I could say that my freshman redshirt at Oregon game when I played and started in, I had a real good game, and I put my name on the map that game. It was on ESPN, like a late-night game, and after that game, I was getting shoot with a lot of text and, like, messages from everybody and, like, people on social media, like, get a cool name, unique name. And it was interesting after that game, and it took my career by storm.
Nice, nice. And how, I mean, the nickname or your name is very unique. How did your parents come across with it?
Oh, my auntie actually gave him that name, Sir Thomas. My dad's name is Thomas. And they wanted to kind of put a cool, unique twist on it, but not really a junior or like they want. And she just thought of it, put the sir in front of it. I guess it was that simple, but it's really, yeah, but I always get asked about that a lot.
Yeah, when I saw it, I'm like, cool. I'm like, this is our first sir that we've had on the show. So I kind of put that down as a kind of a first for us here at the C2P, having a guy with the Sir Thomas. and with the name. So what do scouts love about you? Let's kind of go, we're in the film room, we're breaking down tape of you. I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those qualities that you bring to the table?
Oh, my motor. I'm always around the ball. I'm always around the ball. I'm real aggressive, even for my size. I play tough and physical. You know.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes, you know, your coaches, you know, they ask you to do something, so you can't do something else. I mean, I guess your time to share with scouts. You may not see this on film, but this is definitely something I can do. I just wasn't able to showcase it.
Oh, I could definitely drop in the coverage more and, you know, be that safety rover type of player more into the box, because that's what I was doing a lot when I was playing outside backer. But this year I had to go to inside because of the injury to Scooby Wright. So that made me actually more versatile, because I could play inside, outside. Even I played my sophomore year, I played as a stand-up DN or on third down packages, the sub packages. So
nice.
Very, very versatile, to say the least.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, definitely versatile. And you mentioned your size. What is your height weight? Because we always like to get it from you guys, because you see so many variables on the internet. And, you know, I can see you 6'2". I can see you 6 foot. I can see you 220. I can see you 205. What are you right now?
I'm 5'11", 216.
5'11", 216. Excellent. And for you,
yeah.
I mean, with that size, I mean, what are you hearing from teams? I mean, they like you? Do they feel comfortable enough with you at safety?
Yeah, they can feel comfortable with me at safety. I could play either linebacker. You know, we're in a league now where, I guess, the tweener type of linebackers, people don't want to hear that name, that term so much now. But I guess, you know, it's a passing league now, so you need these type of linebackers now, especially on third downs, to stop the likes of all these great quarterbacks in the league and these tight ends evolving now.
Well, dude, it's funny as you that tweener, I say it all the time on the show. I mean, when we have guys that meet your criteria in terms of athleticism and size, I immediately could think of Arizona Cardinals Dwayne Buchanan. I think of the Rams Mark Barron. I mean, safeties, they made linebackers, and you guys fit the same size. You, for those exact reasons, it's a spread field more now. Guys are quicker. They, you know, and like I said, those traits and those things you bring to the table. I'm glad you brought it up, because I bring it up all the time. Like I said, those are three guys. Even Landon Collins, for our first from Alabama, went to the Giants. They had him kind of playing in that type of scheme in New York, so you fit the mold. Do you get comparisons? Is there anybody out there that you like to pattern yourself after?
I like to pattern myself after the names you just mentioned. And with the linebacker down in Tampa Bay, Quan Alexander. I like those type of linebackers. Yeah.
Excellent.
I mean, you could put
me at
I could play safety too, but I can move there, but I've been playing linebacker mostly these last 5 to 6 years, and I got more experience than those guys do in the league right now. But I feel like linebacker, you want to be aggressive or not, that's the mentality you got to have.
Nice.
It could be any
kind
of size. You've got to have that mentality.
Yeah, it is. It's a passion. It's a passion position. Once again, Sir Thomas Jackson, the Arizona State or Arizona standout, I should say, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you folks know you can always check it out again at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, two opportunities to download it and listen to it again. And then we'll be featuring this draft bio page at collegeofpro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for every single thing you need to know about this young man as he approaches that April 28th through 30th NFL draft. How do you plan on, you know, approaching a few weeks from now? I mean, NFL is going to be underway. I mean, are you nervous, are you excited, scared? I mean, do you want to watch it? Do you want to stay away from it? Kind of take us in the mindset of what you're thinking.
I'm excited. I'm actually going to watch it with my family up here in Seattle. It's going to be a great experience.
Nice.
It's what I've been working hard for all my life to, you know, experience this. And I'm very excited to get to the next level. I'm not nervous at all. That's why I've been working hard for preparation, you know, prepared. I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Did you stay on campus? Where did you kind of, you know, did you go off to a certain facility? How did you get ready for pro day and things of those nature?
I came back home to Seattle, and I worked out in the Bellevue area at One Dream Athletics. nice. Tim Mason.
Tim Mason,
yeah,
he did a great job.
Yeah, it was me, Kavari Russell, the guy from Notre Dame, corner safety.
Uh-huh.
He's from up here too. Like he went to Manor High School in Everett, and I worked out with a linebacker from Montana named Kendrick Van Acker.
Yeah,
so
it was a cool
little group we had.
Yeah, talented group you guys had, and probably helps too having guys like that. You kind of build off each other, and you know where these guys are headed. You don't want to kind of lose. You know, you don't want to go there and just say that you look bad and you're like, man, what am I getting? You know, so it probably helps to stick to your guns and just grind this thing out. Before we let things go, we're almost out of time. I cannot believe we're almost out of time, but that gets the shows we're having a great show. We always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, if you had to do one of these two things besides playing the National Football League, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model?
Ooh, I can't sing, so I'm going to be a runway model. Nah, I cannot sing at all, man. No, I can't sing to save my life, so I'm going to be a model. And I like clothes and whatnot, man. Just give me with the right brand, and I'll be their model for sure.
Awesome stuff. And then the final question for you before we let you go on this Sunday, and we do appreciate you sharing your day with us. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick plate to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Ooh. Oh, man, I can't take Beyonce because Jay-Z's my favorite rapper. I can't take his girl, so I'm going to have to take who's on the market right now? Maybe a Rihanna. She's
all
free right,
right
now.
Yeah.
She's free to go.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. And just to know, we tally up the names, and then on the night of the draft, we always announce who won. Rihanna was last year's champ. I think Beyonce actually is going to regain the title. Alicia Keys had it a couple times. Beyonce had it a couple times. Rihanna won it last year, but I think Beyonce again. But Rihanna is definitely a name that we hear quite a bit.
I would say J-Lo, but she's getting up there in age.
Yeah, well, we get a ton of J-Lo. J-Lo, I think J-Lo's in second, actually. Yeah, she's had
a
strong year. She's kind of,
I'm about to flip off my answer to J-Lo then.
All right, well, you want to go J-Lo, go J-Lo then. Forget you. Helping her towards the title. So with a couple weeks left. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate what you were able to do in Arizona. And like I said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on the show today.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Sir Thomas Jackson, the standout and very versatile linebacker from Arizona, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I kind of love how he delves into all the abilities and did not know that he played a ton of, he mentioned that he played some defensive end his sophomore season. I mean, that's pretty impressive, folks, when you think about it. I mean, he was outside linebacker, he played inside linebacker, and then he spent some time at D-end as well. One shows he's unselfish, shows that the coaches count on him because he can do lots of things. Not only does he do those things very well. And if you listen to him, the one thing he reminisced or said quite frequently is he loves to hit. He talked about the motor and his passion to find the football. I mean, if you're playing that position, that's what you want to do. I mean, everybody loves Dick Butkus and the way he played. Why? Because he was a linebacker. What do you have? Passion. What did he do? Found the football. So, again, Sir Thomas Jackson doing those same things. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, his bio at the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to us, the College Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.